Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 4th of February. I'm Paul White, and I'm glad you're with me today. It's Tuesday, and that means we have Tuesday evening Bible study in Flowery Branch, Georgia tonight. I know our little group is growing with local people. Most of my podcast audience can't possibly make that meeting, but I always want to put it out in front of you if you're ever in our area, because we do have people travel through who listen to the DDP. We've had them come in from all over the world. And they'll be traveling through the Atlanta area. They'll stay over on a Tuesday evening, and they'll come be with us. 7 o'clock Eastern time, we study, and we put that study online on Wednesdays. And so come see us if you can. We would love to be able to meet you in person. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. Paul says this, "For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, and more abundantly toward you. For we're not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand even to the end, as also you have understood us in part, that we are your boast, as you also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus." I'll stop there. This is just a brief passage before Paul gets into some deeper things with the Corinthian church. There's a bit of admonishment that is coming in just a moment, but he, in typical Pauline fashion, wants to soften the blow just a little bit. And so he gives some sincerity and some qualifications for his sincerity and how he treats them. And an interesting word, "Our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity." And the word simplicity, as translated here, is actually better from the Greek as the opposite of duplicity. So it seems to me that what Paul is saying is, I've conducted myself in the world in the opposite of duplicity, in the opposite of two-facedness. We might say it this way, what you see is what you get. And I think that's why the translators used the English word sincerity. But it runs deeper, the river runs deeper than just being sincere. It's, I am not two ways. I don't feel one way about you in person and another way about you away. And what you're going to get into deeper in this chapter, we won't get there today, but is, you know, Paul's going to start to talk to them a little bit about some of the things that he wants them to know in regards to covenant, and that there are some things he'd like to say to them, but he doesn't want to be harsh. And he wants them to enjoy his arrival. And so there's this setup a little bit in Paul's teaching, at least here, where he's trying to let them know that he's honest with them, he's forthright with them, and they can trust what he says, because he has no hidden agenda. And one of the unfortunate parts of being in ministry in the modern era is that people have been deceived or led astray or misused for so long by ministry that sometimes they don't trust you as their default position, because they've known pastors who were thieves or full of lust or power hungry, and so they already have a wall built between them and any kind of ministry, to the point that I often don't even like introducing myself as a minister to people when they meet me, because they get this idea, and it's most of the time, it's not good. And that's because we've had so much failure. Let's say it like Paul. I think it's because we've had so much duplicity. We've had so much, I'm going to say one thing, but I'm really trying to accomplish another thing. I'm gonna put this in front of you, but here's what I really mean. Here's what I really feel. And to the best of our ability, we have to dispense of this. Now, there's nothing I can do about others. I can't clean up what other people have done or how they've acted, and I can't convince anyone through any other means than me being as real as I say I am. I'm really the only one I can really be concerned with in this. And the same goes for you, because even though not everyone listening to me is in active ministry, people still have sort of that same treatment about you maybe when you say you're a believer. And they go, oh, well, I've met some of them before. And, you know, conversely, we could say, well, I've met some unbelievers too. So, you know, you're probably pretty bad. But we don't, you know, hopefully we don't do that. But all we can really do is be responsible for our own life and how we present ourselves to others. And a good way to do that is to conduct ourselves above board and to be honest. Probably one of the things that has happened to me in ministering grace that I never thought about and probably has been the most subtle change in me has been the ability to be honest with people about who I really am instead of always trying to keep them at a distance. When I remember years ago in ministry, the mentality was, and I heard this was taught. You know, I'm just a young preacher, so I'm taking advice from the older guys, and this is what I was told by some of them, is to keep a distance between yourself and the people so that you don't get too familiar with them. Because if you get too familiar with them, they won't respect you. And I tried that for a long time. I thought that was the way to go. And that I would always then be real super private about stuff. Like, don't let people know that you watch something on TV, or don't ever mention a song you like or whatever. I'm probably still that way a little bit, but it no longer has to do with, oh, they're going to think something of me, as much as it is I don't share that stuff anyway, unless I'm talking to someone face-to-face, I'll talk about anything with you, but I'm not big on just putting everything out there on social media, and it would be duplicitous for me to fake it and tell you everything I'm doing. That would be duplicitous. That wouldn't be sincere. That would be, I'm gonna be super extroverted about my stuff so that people can see, quote unquote, the real me. So, but one of the things grace has done is really lower that defense and say, it's okay to let people see you, and it's actually good because you need to smell like sheep. You need to be in the earth, not just try to float above it. And I think that's hurt ministry, and it's hurt Christians. And there's no reason we got to go out and sin with sinners and all that other foolishness. We don't abandon the plumb line of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. But we also should be sincere. Let's let the real us, maybe this is the way to say it, let the real you stand up and take his or her place. And trust grace which is at work in you. Tomorrow, verse 15, we'll start Paul's work. We're going to get into, over the next couple of days, one of my favorite passages from the entire Bible. And I think you'll know why. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.